in the middle of a boy from Rove, from Rav Nachman. Just let's start the boy, and then we'll skip down later to where we're up to. The Mishnah, it says that the shear of oyer is, the shear of leather is, telasis kameya, that enough leather that one can cover a kameya. Boy minei Rove mei Rav Nachman, hamoitzi oyer bekamo. What is the shear of a tzoras oyer? Omaloi kedisnan oyer kedelasis kameya. La'ovdoi bekamo. So then the shaila was, what if he brought out leather that was not ma'ubid yet? It wasn't processed yet. What is there the shear? Omaloi loishna. So he told them there is no difference. There's no difference if it was processed already, or if it wasn't processed. It's in a raw process. But since it's oime to become ma'ubid, so it has the same shear. So now let us skip over. The Gemara is going to ask Akasha. Asis Bekitza, we have here a yesod of Rav Nachman, that since potentially this can become ma'ubid, and it's oime to become ma'ubid, so already he has the shear of a dover hama'ubid and his chayab anaitso. So let's jump down to the second line of the Gemara after the lines start getting wide. Frek the Gemara vare zir'oini gina. We see that seeds that are used to plant in a garden, there is a difference before they are planted and when things started growing. Vare zir'oini gina. The mikame dizorinu. Before he planted them, Tnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Zeroine gine poches mechegregres. Zeroine gine, one is only chayiv if he took out seeds a little less than a gregres. A gregres is a third of a bayim. So if he took out the amount of seeds that's a little less than the third of a bayim, he's chayiv. Rabbi Yude ben Seira oimer chamisha. No, a smaller shear. He has to take out 5 seeds. But al koponim, less than 5 seeds, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, or less than poches mekegregres, according to the Tanikame, he is potter. The ilu bosor dezarinu, after he had planted them already, tnan, we learned in the Mishnah, that if a person takes out zevel, of the v'chol hadak kedei lezavel, he's taking out zevel or a thin sand that's going to be used for the purpose of zevel. So it is sufficient enough zevel kedei lezavel by kelach shel kruv. If there's enough zevel to be mizabel to fertilize a kelach shel kruv, a stem, which this can come out from one garen, from one seed. Divrei Rabbi Kiva, v'chachamim oimim telezabel krishe. Also, it is very minute. So we see that even though before he planted it, one needs a shir choshev, but after it started growing, so one does not need a shir choshev. So the Gemara wants to mimidame this. How could you mimidame oil, leather, that's oimid le'ibud, it should have the same shear than oil that is ma'ubid already? That is the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara answers, ha itmer alo. We learned already a teretz. Omar Rav Papa. Ha dizriye. If it is planted already, so memela, you're right. So even a kelach shel kruv is choshev. Ha de lo izriya. Why? Lefi she'ein odom toireyach lohoitzi nima achas lezriya. That means one seed is not oimet to be planted. A person won't plant a seed. That means if something is oimet to become something else, so even though now it is not, we're holding before the process, but it is the same shear, because this is going to become something choshev. So now already it has the shear shivas, because it's potentially a davar choshev. One seed is not oimed to be planted. A person will not bother to plant one seed. So memela, one seed doesn't have a chshibis. Masha enkei. Let us go in the case of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was speaking about leather, the size of a kameya. So even though it is not mu'ubid, a person will be ma'abid such a piece of leather. So since it's oimed liyais mu'ubid, it has not already the chshivis of a davar ha-mu'ubid, and therefore the zachiyah beitzo. Fragt die Gemara weit, v'haretit, we learned about it, the mekame de legavle, before you put it together, before you mix the liquid with the other components in order to make tit, Tanya, we learned, Moidim Chachomim L'Rav Shimon B'Moitzi Shoivchem L'Shus HaRabim Sheshi'uram B'Revi'is. That the Chachomim Amoidit Rav Shimon, that Shoivchem, water which is aimed to be spilt out, the shear of Eitzoh is a Revi'is. V'Havinem Bo, we had asked the Shaila, Shoivchem L'Mai Chozi, why does a Revi'is ever Shivit? V'Omar Rav Yirmir L'Gabel B'Henes Atit. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Legabel behenes hatit," that the shear is enough that one can use a revius to make tit. So we see that what chshivis is there in tit only if you'll have al kaponim the amount that the liquid content itself is a revius. A small amount of tit is not choshev. Need an amount of tit that the liquid content is a revius. Ve'ilu boso de gavle, after he made the tit, tanya tit kedei lasis behen piku. We learned in the Baraisa that the shir haitzo on tit is lasis behen piku, which is a very minute amount. So again, we see that before you complete and make it into something, it has a larger shir. After it's complete, there's a smaller shir. So the Gemara says, Hosam nami, kida amoron, the same svore, levishen odom teireach legabel esatit lasis boi piku. That means the yesod of Rav Nachman is, if this, in its form now, is aimed to become nishlam, is aimed to become choshuv, so memeila it has already now the shir chashivis. Masha enkein, Masha enkein by tit, a person, if he have less than a revius of mayim, no one would ever bother to make from this water tit. It's not kedai. So memela, so it's not oimit to become choshev. So therefore, it doesn't have a shir chashivis unless it has a revius. I really don't know how the Rishash learned Pshat in our Gemara. We had learned the Rishash on Dafayim Chesam at Beis. Rabbi Kivega had asked that a shtar should have a cheshivis by a malve, even though he's not permitted to write, to keep the shtar, al pashkin belecha avlo, afal pikein, Rabbi Kivega asked it should have a cheshivis because he could erase the shtar. And the Rishash answered that Kozman he doesn't erase it, it's Mechusar Tikkun. So since it is Mechusar Tikkun, so therefore now it doesn't have a Chashivis. If he'll erase it, then it'll have a Chashivis. So in the Rishash we see something that's Mechusar Tikkun does not have the Chashivis now, what it will get after the Tikkun. In our whole Gemara seems to be saying that an oil, that you could be misakin it, and mibe'abed it, so now already it has the cheshivis of what it will become after the tikkun. Unless one will differentiate that there by the shtar, he's not allowed to hold it, he's mechuyif to burn it. So there it is worse. Here pshat, it's only missing cheshivis. So memela, since it's oimet to become choshev, so that alone is sufficient. If this is a type of a chilek. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Chamisha Garinim, 5 seeds. Ve'ilu Bosa de Zarinu, after he planted them, Tnan de Kelach Echot Choshev, a Kelach Echot comes out from 1 seed. Kirishi Kafloi, O Itmeralo, Lakam Peka Bekibe, Metaritza Erapo Pohochi. Nimo Garinim. Zogte Gemara weiter. But Al Kolponim, so these were all Zaitiki Kashis, and the Gemara answered that these in Yonim are not Oymed to become Choshev, that's why they have a bigger Shia. But something that is Oymed to become Choshev has already now the Chshivis of a Dover Choshev. Toshmaam, the Omar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami Mishmei de Ule, there's a member of Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami in the name of Ule. He said as follows, Shloisha Oyrois Hein. There are 3 types of skins. Matzah, V'cheifa, V'diftere. Now the, he explains, what is Pshat? Matzah, Kimashmoi. That nothing was done to it. No tikkun whatsoever was done to it. The Loi Meliach, it wasn't salted. That is one of the processes of transferring skins into leather. Udaloi Kemiach, it did not soak. There was a process, one soaked it in water with flour. Udaloi Ofitz, Ofitz Rashi says, there was also, it was soaked with the bark of an erez. Nothing. Nothing was done with it. So matzeh is a skin without any ibud whatsoever. Nothing was done with it. V'kamo shiurai, what is the shir haitzo? Toni Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehude kedei lotzer boy mishkoiles ktano. That the shir haitzo an a oir shal matzeh is that you could use it as a pouch to cover and protect weights. You had small weights, and if the weights would be exposed all the time, they would eventually get rubbed off, they would get smaller. So they used to protect them in a leather pouch. So memele, the shear of a oir, that there was no ibud whatsoever, that is an oir shel matzah. So the shir is to make a pouch for a mishkoilis ktana, for small weights. Vikamo, how, now this is very relative, what is called small weights? Omar Abaye, rive de pumpadise. A quarter of a liter in pumpadise, so now we can know exactly what this, how big the weights are and how large the pouch has to be. Chayfo. Now we have a second type of oil, the meliach. This already, the ibud process had started. We salted it, v'loika miach, but again, we did not finish the ibud process. It wasn't soaking in flour, v'loi ovit, they did not add the bark of an eres to it. V'kamo shiurai, what is the shear of chayfa? Kidisnan? Eir kidei lasis kameya. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Eir kidei lasis kameya. So before we go further, now this memre is a shrekleche kasha on Rav Nachman. Dosh teitach klo, not the way Rav Nachman had said. Rav Nachman had said that an eir she'enei me'ubid has the shir of a eir me'ubid, which is kidei lasis boy kameya. That's the shir in the Mishnah. Here it says klor nitazoi. It says here that an oir shel matzo, which means that nothing was done to the year without ibud. It has a different shear. It has a larger shear. So you see klor, not like of Nachman, that we don't say that even though it's mechusar tikkun, it has the chshivis of a dover ha-mesukin, since it's oimit to become mesukin. We don't say such a svara. You say ba'asher u'sham. Now it is not mu'ubit, so it doesn't have the chshivis. Now it's not roi to cover a kemeye. So me'mele, so now it has a different shir. But let us go further with the member of the sholish oiris, and then we'll come back to the kash. Diftere, this is the third stage of oil skin that is becoming leather. The meliach, this already was salted. The kamiach, and it was soaking in flour. Abavaloi of it. The process of a fitze to be soaked in the bark of an eres does nicht. But this is already, it's better than the other two. The kamo sheyuroi, kidei lichtoiv olav es aget. That means if you can write a get on this, it's large enough to write a get. The others you can't write on it, mistama. This already you can write on it. So if you can write a get on it, so here's a shir cheshivis. If a person carries out Rishus HaRabim, such a piece of leather, he's chayiv. This is a davar choshev. Frech the Gemara. Aber ketoni miyis. Let's go back to the first memory. Kedei lotzo boy mishkoilis ktano. We learned that a oir shel matzo, which is not mu'ubit, the shir is that one should make a pouch that could cover some small weight. Bama Rabbi, and Rabbi said, what are the weights? Rive de pumpadis. Al koponim, here it's a klore kasham Rav Nachman. So the Gemara answers, hosom bibishulo. There we are speaking about a oil that is still fresh, or oil that is still soft. This oil is not oimit leibud yet. This oil, you can't be ma'abit. The whole svore that Rav Nachman had said, that even though it is not me'ubit, but it, since it's oimid le'ibud, it has a din. It has a din of a oyer ha'me'ubit, it has the shivas of oyer ha'me'ubit. That's al koponim when it's in the stage that you could be ma'abit. Here we're speaking about when it's still very soft, so it is before this process. It's not oimid leibud. So Mela, therefore, it has a different shear. Let us first see Rashi. Rashi says, Matzo kemashmoi, she'ein lo shum tikkun. Nothing was done to better it, to fix it. Kamiach, mashin oisai bekemech umayim. You soak the leather, the skin in the flour and water. Of it, mesaknen oisoi b'shchikas afatzim, k'moy shoisim kan b'shchikas klipas erez. You grind the bark of an erez shekayrentano. So this is also a part of the manufacturing process of transferring skin to leather. V'kama shiurai la'itzoh eshabitz. What is the shir? Rive de pumpadisa. Roiva litro shel pumpadisa. Derech ha'soichem lotzur mishkoilesh shel oiferes. The soichem, they used to protect their weights. Kidei sheloi tipoches. That they shouldn't rub out. Lefi sha'amatches nishchekes tomit. Because the metal gets rubbed, v'nivchas meyelov, so lemaisa, and they're soichem, they're selling things, and they might ship themselves. Because the weights are not really the true weights. So memele, so therefore, they're very careful. Well, not that much, if they're purchasing, oh, but kaponim, they want to have true weights. Kameye, Botzer shiurei michdei lotzer mishkoilis. Akameya is less. So the kasha was, according to Rav Nachman, a oir shel matzeh, since it's oime to become meubit, it should have the shear of a kameya. Why do you need a larger shear? Lichtoiv get. Now, the third process, the third stage was diftere. So that the shear is lichtoiv get. Now, how big is this oil? So Rashi says, Usnan gufei shel get, hareyat muteres l'chol odom, ushmo yushmo, v'aidim v'azman, v'shir ze kotn mikulam. This is the smallest shear. That means, diftere, when we had done another process, And it's roi lichtev get, so this, the shir shivis, is the smaller shir. Now, first of all, we have to know, I mean, Rashi made a very small get. We're bekant in learning Gittin, there's a toiref and a toifes. The toiref is take what Rashi says, that's the important things which have to be written l'shmo, Aret Muteres Lacholodom, the name of the Ish and the Isha and the Edim, this man. But there's a Taifis also, there's a whole Nusach, Taifis in the beginning of Gittin, right, there's Yud Bei Shuras in a Get, there's a whole Nusach, Vedain, Teve, Lachimi, Noi, there's a whole Nusach. So the Ramban says, that's true, Midrabonon, you need that, but, this minatayre, this is a kosher get also. That's how he says pshat and Rashi, which is very mechudishtik, because if that means minatayre it's a kosher get, but people don't write such gitten that minatayre a kosher. So lechayre, if it's not shchiach to write such a get, so you should not be chayiv on such a shir. We'll have later in the Gemara that I am Tesam at Beis, that if a mitzvah min amuvchal, you will not write tefillin on a certain cloth, so we don't use already the shir of tefillin, because people write tefillin min amuvchal, so this is not oimet to be a cloth royal tefillin. So we see that if it's not min amuvchal, it's not oimet for tefillin already. So this get is zichanat min amuvcho. Who's going to write such a get? Ba'al kaponim, l'chayos hashtikol ha'oran Rashi, ba'al kaponim, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says the minimum amount that is kosher for a get, that already is a kosher get. Now we have another ha'oran Rashi. Rashi says that this is the smallest chia. So lochayre, there's a moire de kekashe, the Meginis Shloimeh, the Svasemes, a moire and Rashi. So we have now new kashe and Rav Nachman. We hear there are three processes in oir. There's oir shel matzah, oir shel chayfa, and oir shel diftere. So the Gemara asked, why does matzah have a bigger share? It's aimed to become chayfa. So the Gemara said, no, that was the teretz. This matzah is not oimet to become chayfa. Fine, because it's speaking about a soft skin. It doesn't fall yet into the process of becoming chayfa. Fine. But let's go further. If this diftere is a smaller shear, so let us ask, why does chayfa need the shear? Why does chayfa need a shear hastis of Kameyeh, since a chayfe, you could be ma'abed it and make it diftere, so a shir of diftere, a shir of get, should also be sufficient. Why didn't the Gemara ask this kashe on Rav Nachman? So the Svasem is by a kashe. The Megiddush Shloimeh says that Rashi held, and that will say the same teretz on before, that if a person has a small oil, that's the size of a get, he won't be ma'abedit. Just like we said before. So it's not oimet. If it's so small, he won't go further. He won't go through the whole process of another process of ibadoiris just for a small piece of oil. So mameila, so that's like we said before. So a small shir of chayfe is not oimet to become diftere. Al koponim, let's go further in Rashi. Al ketoni mias al mashir, the ain me'ubid nafish. We see that a shear, that if it's not me'ubid, it's larger than the shear of me'ubid. Not like the svar of Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman said that even though it's ain me'ubid, it's kim me'ubid, because it's oimet to become me'ubid. So the Gemara answered no. Bibi shula, lach. It is wet yet. Kamoisha ufshat. When you skin the behemoth, kari bishula, loshen bishul shahu lach, it is wet. Dakati lechazi leibud, you can't be ma'abedit in this stage. Avu yovesh chazi leibud,
Yovish is tak is chazi libud. But given the chazi libud, havi kimayubud.
So Rashi says, that's what Rav Nachman said. That eini me'ubid is kime'ubid, that if it's chazi le'ibud. And here we're speaking about that it's not chazi le'ibud. That is the Gemara's term. Now there's a very pertinent question that the Rishash and Slas Emes ask. It is very modne. Ula said, shloisha oiros hain. Matzah, chayfa. Let's speak about these two. Matzah and Chayfeh. So Matzah is speaking about, it's wet. You can't be ma'abedit. So the shear is, to lots of by Mishkailas, fine. Chayfeh is speaking about, it's Meliach. You started processing it, and there the shear is, Kameya. So they ask Akasha, but there's something in between. There's something in between before the Meliach. Before the Meliach, according to Rav Nachman, afilu, before you did anything, as long as it dried up and you can make it Meliach, so it's also, here's the Shir of a Kameya. So why did they say, there's a third oir in between, there's, matzah is wet. Fine, you can't do anything with it. So there's a sheer lots of by mishkailas. But now, in Chayfe is, you started the ibud. It was salted already. Now, according to Rav Nachman, before Chayfe, when it dried up, you're also chayef. So why did he say Chayfe is chayef? He should have said, before Chayfe, whatever the name is, the oir before Chayv is also Chayv Ashir of Kameya. Why does it say Davke Chayv is Chayv? That's a ha'or that the Rishash and Svas Emes says. Zot the Gemara weiter. Vosnan, another kashe, an Rav Nachman. Habeget, the sheer tumis medres of a beget is shloisha al shloisha le medres. If it's three tvachim by three tvachim, it is mekabel tumis medras. Hasak, sak is noitzo shalizim, it is not made out of wool, not made out of pishtun, this is already the hair of a ace, which is not so choshev. Dalet, dal, dalet. So there the shir medras is four tvachim by four tvachim. Ha'oir, leather, hey al hey, five by five. Mefetz, it's made out of reeds, vov al vov. Bein le medres, this is the shear for tumas medres, bein le meis, this is the shear from tumas meis, this is the shear. Fine. V'toni alo, and we learned in the Baraisa, habeget v'hasak v'ho'oir kishir l'tume, kach shir lo itzo. That the shir ha'itzoh is also the same shir l'tumeh. So now we have a Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that what is the shir ha'itzoh of oir? It says the shir ha'itzoh of oir is hayal hay. That is the shir ha'itzoh of oir. Now, we had in our Mishnah, which is pretty big, ha'itvachim abay an ha'itvachim, we hear in our Mishnah, the shir oitzah of oir is a kameya. Now how do these two Mishnahs stem? So al kolchoch, if you don't say like Rav Nachman, so everything is wonderful. That oir before ibud, the shir is hey al hey. And in our Mishnah speaking about oir after ibud, so then the shir is lasis is by kameya. So the Gemara answers, ahu bikul tuvle. Now, this is speaking about a different type of oil. This is speaking about an oil that was cooked. The minute it's cooked, you cannot be ma'abedit anymore. So, me'mele, so this oil is a different shear altogether. But again, we're still sticking with the svar of Rav Nachman, but an oil that can become me'ubit, it has already the shear of a dover me'ubit, and then it's the same shear. Even the chazi le'ibud have a kimiyubit. That is the yisod of Rav Nachman. Let us see Rashi. Shloisha al shloisha le'tumis medres. Aval Mage, aber for Tumis Meis, Sholish al Sholish, Vahain etz Boys. So then the Shir is Sholish al Sholish etz Boys. Kach Shir Leitzoi Shabbos, Alme She'ein Me'ubed, Chamisha Tvachim Be'inet. So you see, if it's not Me'ubed, you need five Tvachim. Umas Nisen, the Mishnah that says the Shir is Las is Boy Kameye, Muki Be'mubed. The Mishnah is speaking about Me'ubed. So the Gemara says, Bikul Tavla. Mevashloi Beroyschin, this was cooked with hot water, Umiskashe, and it got hard. Leishevolov, now you can sit on it, Lachasais Tlufkois. Shekoirin, Pushtatvail, Umitois Lasoisei Shulchan. It is used now for sitting on it, you can use it for a bed, you can use it for a table. Al Kaponim, this is a hard piece of oil. The Sfas Emes asks a Ha'ore, he says the Mishneh is Messiahim, that the Shir Ha'itzah is equivalent to the Shir Tumim. Now, we were speaking about many articles. We're speaking about a Beged, a Sak, Oyer, Mafetz. So, besides Beged, the shear, what is given in the Mishnah, is a shear bein lemedris and bein lemagames. Both are the same shear. By beged, Rashi said that the shear is for medris, but for magames, it's gimel atzbois by gimel atzbois. But that's what Rashi explains by beged. But by all the other things, bein lemedres, bein lemeis. This is the sheer sai lemedres, sai lemeis. It doesn't have any cheshive, saifa tumes medres, and saifa tumes meis. So the Sfas Emes Tainis, so we can very well understand the Mishnah that says that, the Toni Allah, the Baraisa that says that the sheer haitzah is totally in the sheer tumim. Because if it doesn't have a shame keli, it doesn't have any chshivis legabi tumas meis, so it doesn't have any chshivis legabi hoitzo. But the first halacha that it says in the Mishnah, the first halacha that says habeged is shloisha al shloisha lemedres, here the Mishnah is specific, lemedres it shloisha al shloisha, but legabi tumas meis, Rashi says the shir is gimelatz boys al gimelatz boys. So lemais it has tumis medris, you need a bigger shear, but it has a toiris beged legabi tumis meis gimelatz boys al gimelatz boys. So memelis of the Sfas Emes asks, so why is it that the shear haitzah by beged should be three tvachim and three tvachim? Lechayre the shear haitzah should be dependent in tumis meis. What does haitzah have a shaychus with tumis medris? If it has the chshivis of a beged legabi tumis meis, it should have a chshivis of a beged legabi yitzor also. The Sfas Emes blibes by yitzorich ir. Mi yigala ofo mi einov, the Taisus Harosh says pshat in this Mishnah, he says that kishir yitzor, kishir letume kachshir yitzor, he says the Baraisa means that kishir letumis meis, kachshir lahitzo. That's what the Braise is saying. So ain't a chenami that a beged, haki the shir haitzo of a beged is not gimel tvachim al gimel tvachim. It's gimel atzbois al gimel atzbois. That's what the Braise means. Kishir letumes meis kachshir lahitzo. Let us see Taisvis. Kedei lichtoiv olav esaged. Svira like Rabbi Lezer. So Taisva says the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer, the Omer Edim Mesiri Karsi, that you need Edim Vishas Mesiri Sage, Dila Rab Meir, according to Rab Meir, in Koisvin al Hadiftere, you cannot write Pechlal on Diftere. Why? This Nan Begitten in Koisvin al Niyor Mochik val Hadiftere, you can't write on Diftere. Vachachomi Marshirim. Taisvus in Gittin learns Pshat, Diftere and Niyor Mochuk have the same characteristic that you can erase it and it's not recognizable that it was erased. So that's Shreklach. So Tosfos holds, according to Rav Meir, one of the tnoim of a shtar and a get is it has to be muchach mitoichai. That means when you look at the document, you're able to recognize from the chsimas ha'edim what they are made on. By looking at the by examining the document and looking at the document, you can tell what these edich sime are being made on. Since anaya mochik and diftere, you can erase and you can put in new things and you won't be able to recognize it. So according to Rav Meir, it's a possible get min ha'toyre. So because it's not muchach mitoichai. So in kaisen al niyah mochik is not a lechatchila dikedin. But the evidence apostle get l'shitas ha'taisvus. V'chachomim machshirim, that's Rabbi Lezer, the whole Zayda Mesiri Karsi. So there, it is not necessary to be muchach mitoichai get what transaction is occurring, what is happening, because nothing is muchach mitoichai get. You don't need eidich sim at all in the get. You just need Edim to watch the Mesiris Aget, and they know what it says in the Get. So Mamelis Aget Vanishton. If you can erase it, not erase it. Bring down the Edim Mesira, and the Edim Mesira will tell you what was written in the Get. Rashi, we see, does not hold like that. Rashi says there's a place for Edim Chesime. Rashi seems to say it's going to fill according to Rameya. Could be because Rashi Lishitosa in Gittin does not hold this whole din of Muchach Mitoichai. It's also only a Lechatchila Dikedin. So Mamela, we saw from Rashi that by the Shir Haitzoh, even though it's not a Lechatchila Dikeget, it's also Choshev. Ubechinam Perish Bekuntres, the Shir Get Cotton Mikulam. Now Rashi said that the Shir of a Get, that's the smallest Shir. So L'chayre Rashi had to say it because Rashi held, that's how Tosfos understood Rashi, because Rashi held if get is bigger than Lasis Kameya, so why does Diftere have a bigger shear than Chayfe? This you could also use for a Kameya. Therefore Rashi had to say that a get is a smaller shear. So Taisis Ubachinam Perish Bekuntres Tashir Get Cotton Mikulam. The Ashkechon, we find that something that could be more choshuv and has a bigger share. The Klav, we learned in the Mishneh, is K'day Lichtev Olof Parshik Tanish Abitfilim. Klav, in order to have a chshivis, you have to be able to write on it the Parsha of Shema. On the yor and paper, the goratvei sheyuri lichtavol of kashem moichsim. There, the shear of paper is he can write two oisiyos on it. When this was an exemption of taxes, so memele, so it's moiredik modne, something that's gewaldik choshuv, need a bigger shear itzo, and something that's pretty cheap, a smaller shear itzo is enough because you could use it for a tax exemption. So Taisus half a kasha. So the cloth you could also use for a tax exemption. So why do you need a big shear? So no, he and they send us v'taime. The cloth shuhu choshu cloth is a choshu v'zach. Ematzni enoise lekashem moichsim. No one, it's a shot to use such a precious article, to use parchment for a tax exemption. This you use a piece of paper. Rengesh leforish kan that diftere. Since already it is, the oil is worked out already, no one will use it for kameyas. This you can write on. So people will use it for something that you have to write on. So therefore it's aimed to be used for a get, not to be used for a kameya. Uktani miyo kedei lotze va'omar abai. So the kasha was, and Rav Nachman, that the shir of matzah is lotze, and abai said, why do you have to bring a baya? Why do you have to bring the kash? Is we see it's a different shear. That matzah the shear is lotza by mishkailis, and the chayfa the shear is kameya. So we see clo that ain't a ma'ubit does not have the same shear of ma'ubit.
So the Ritva says, without bringing a bayah, maybe someone with, that's a chayin action, and then say perhaps they're the same shear. In size they're the same. Now this you use also by Mishkoilis, this you use lots by Kameya. So therefore the Gemara says, Redzach Nishayin, the shear of lots by Mishkoilis, Amar Abaye, Riva the Pumpadisa. So you see this is a much larger shear than lots by Kameya. That's why with the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara held it necessary to bring the member of Abai. Zok the Gemara weiter. Klaf, we had in the Mishnah that the shear of klaf already is parchment, which is oimid lichtev olav, they lichtev olav parsha ktan. The shear is that if it is large enough to write parsha shma, so that is choshuv, and there's a chiyav eitzov. Oreminu, so the Gemara says, I'll ask Akasha. We learned in the Baraisa, klaf v'duchsustes, let's not go, duchsustes is a type of a klaf also, we'll see exactly in Taisus what the duchsustes is, but let's just ask Akasha. There's two types of oiris, two types of parchment, there's klaf and duchsustes. So it says in the Baraisa, kidei lichtoiv olav mezuzah, that in order it should have a cheshivis, it has to be large enough to write a mezuzah. Now a mezuzah has two parshiyos, shema v'hoyim shemoya. Some emele, so to steer it. The Mishnah says that the klav has to be large enough to write parshiyos ktana, shema. And here we learned in the Beraisa that klav, the shir cheshivis is if it's large enough to write a mezuzah. A mezuzah is much larger than a parsha ktana shel shema. So the Gemara says, my mezuzah? No, you misunderstand the lashon of the Tana. Mezuzah shebetvilin. He calls the parsha shebetvilin mezuzah. V'kori leile tvilin mezuzah? He says, yeah, he calls parshias of tvilin mezuzah. And, yeah. Vasanya, I'll bring you Vasanya ben Ichusa, I'll bring you a Baraisa, you'll see claw that he calls the parshiyos of Tfilin Mezuzah. It's a Mamela, so the Baraisa is in, and the Mishnah is saying the same thing. We mean, the parshiktanah shel Kriyashma. Vasanya, we learned in the Baraisa as follows. Ritzuais Tfilin ima Tfilin. If the ritzuis of tefillin are attached to the tefillin, and a person touches them, metameis es hayodayim. So then the ritzuis are metame the yodayim. This is one of the yud ches dover, that chazal wa geizer, that if a person touches ritzuis shel tefillin, so he needs netile legabi achilas trume. Bifnei atzma, what if the ritzuis of tefillin are not ima tefillin? The bifnei atzma, ein metames es hayadayim. Then it's not metames hayadayim. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ima mishum Rabbi Shimon, hanoigeya beritzua toyer. He's makel. Even the ritzuas are attached to the tefillin. If you touch the ritzua, your hands are toyer. Achi yiga biktitze. You have to touch the bais. Rabbi Zakai mishmoy oimer. Toyer. Rabbi Zaki said, Mishmoy shel Rab Shimon. No, even if you touch the bias, it's also toyer. Achi yiga b'mezuzah atzmo. Till you touch the parsha in the bias. You touch the parsha in the bias, then it's mekabel too. So memele, so we see klal that what? That the Tane could call, parsha shebetvil, and he calls it a mezuzah. So memele sholem al Yisrael. So in the Mishnah it says the shir of klaf is parsha ktana shebekrishma, and then in the Barais it says the shir of klaf is amezuz. It also means krishma. It's like the Gemara. It's not good. Amidiktoni seife. Now in this Barais gufe it says in the seife klaf. They lichtev olav parsha ktana shebetvilon shehi shma Yisrael. So memele. So we'll see. It's a poshet. It's a stir in the Baraisa alone. The Baraisa started off by saying klaf is mezuzah. Now it says klaf is parsha ketana shebet tefillin.
When we diktani sefer, and we see that klaf is not mezuzah, when we tani sefer klaf, they lift of all of parsha ketana shebet tefillin shishma Yisrael, mechlal dereshe b'mezuzah atzma askina.
So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers as follows. Hochi ketani. Klaf v'duch sustis. Let's go back to this paraisa. Klaf v'duch sustis. It mentions two types of parchments. Klaf v'duch sustis. Shiyuron v'kamo. What is the shiur? So he's mafarish. Duch sustis. Lichtev all of mezuzah. Duch sustis. The shiur is ksivis mezuzah. That's right. Duch sustis only has a shiur chashivis. If it is large enough to write two parshas, Shema Voyim Shemoya. Klav kidei lichtev olov parsha ketana shebetfilin shehi Shema Yisrael. And klav the shir is of Shema Yisrael. So memela is Shalom al Yisrael, so memela the shir of klav is taka parsha ketana, and that what it says in the Baraisa Mezuzah, this is speaking about Duch Sustis. Zogt Rashi, Duch Sustis, klav, Shenitla kliposoi hol yoinen. The top layer was taken off. And let us wait till Tosfos to understand this a little better. Mezuzah, Shema v'hoyim Shemoya. Shebet filin. The hosom dalet igrois. This is the dalet parshiyos. V'shiel b'chad minayu dahainu shema k'tana shebet. That's the smallest parshi. Met the igrois besoichen and the parshiyos on each parshi. B'mezuzah, hein ha'igroi she'hein b'soi chabad. B'midiktoni seif ha'dehi d'le'el from the previous baraisa, klal k'day lichtoiv. Klav k'day lichtoiv, parashik tat, mechlal d'reish is mezuzah mamish. So Rashi l'entad, v'kosher reish ha'seif. It's not that the baraisa is very schwer. The reish is soiser the seif. Shiyuron shel kol echot b'kamo, the licht of all of mezuzah ad chsustis koi. Lechazi letfilin. The chsustis one is not permitted to write tefillin on it. Some emele the chsustis the shir is mezuzah. The sefer parish klav, which is your kosher for tefillin, kedei lichtoi parsha ktana shebet tefillin. Let us see Tosfos. Now Tosfos is going to explain. We're going to have further in the sugya. There are three types of parchments, which is oimit to write on. There's klav, there's gvil, and there's v'chsustis. So what is all these three? What is the difference between each one of them? Klav v'chsustis. So Tosfos says, gvil hu oir sholei. Gvil is, one takes the complete skin, with all its thickness. Ele shehi shiroi haseyo. You took off the hair. So now you have, and you are ma'abed it. But that's it. V'haynu da'oma b'reish bo b'basre, gvil, we're speaking about a koysel shalavonim, avni d'loi mashpi, and it wasn't smoothed out. Alme she'ene mesukin kori gvil. That means it's very thick, and it's not mesukin, that's called gvil. But now the process is you take the oil and you split it in half. So the top half, kori klap, that is called klap. Uklape boso, in the bottom half, hu duchsustet. This is called duchsustet. Vaime rabbeinu tam. The belosh in Yavon, what is the word of sustis? In Greek, kairin le boso sustis. Boso is called sustis. This is klape boso. This is the bottom half of the oil that is next to the meat of the animal. Veduch perish mokin, kemay duch plam. That place. Lekach kori lei duch sustis, kloima mekaim Bosa. That is next to the meat. That is the bottom chelik. Uklafim shalonu. Now the klaf that we have, yesh lahem din klaf. It has a din klaf. The kaisman, you will see, so what is he saying? Because we'll see that the bizman, the rabbeinu time, they did not split the yoyah. Afal piken, he says, uklofim shalonu yesh lam din klaf. This is kosher for klaf. The kaisman aleyem sefer teire, tfilin umezuzis, litzad boso. Litzad boso means that you write, just like he mentioned before, that there are two chalokim in the oil, and the top chalik is called the klaf. But in the top chalik gufe, there's the top side, which was the mokim haseya, and then there's the bottom chalik that is closer to the basa. So lemaise, our klofim have a din klaf, and you write the sefer Torah tefillin mezuzas litzad basa on the bottom chalik. Period. Not like the people who are saying sheklofim shalonu ein dechsustis. They say that it is dechsustis. Lafisha megarerim ha'umnim ha'mesaknim oisam kliposon el yoinim. They say they don't split, they just rub off. So they say, other people say that the whole klipol yoinim is rubbed off. Venisha ha'dechsustis. That's what other people say. We have dechsustis. The Rebbeinu Tam says no, even though they don't split it, they rub off something, we still are left with the klaf. And so according to them, Mishver, Din Kein Heich Kaisun Alein Tvillin, the Maskin and Oche, the Maskone of the end of those sugi will be the Tvillin Davka La Klaf, not under Sustis. So Kocher, you have to say, Maiserav, look what everyone is using for Tvillin. So Vaistois, our klofim, is falls into the category of klaf. After the megarer, it seems we're still left over with klaf, not with the sister. The yesh meforshim, others say, the klaf v'duch sustes einam miyupotzim. Others say that, it seems Rashi held like that later, that gvil is meupit. And that Rashi said the iputz is the process that they used to go and soak it in the bark of an erez, of a cedar tree. V'yesh mefoshim, that's gvil. In klav v'dursustis, ain't no miyufotzim. These are not miyupitz. V'kosher, din kain, if you will say that klav v'dursustis is not miyupitz, din kain pos alichtev aleim sefer Torah. So then it should be possible to write a sefer Torah, the Be'inon sefer. Because you need, by sefer Torah, it has to be ma'upitz in order to be called a sefer. Allahochi possible b'meseches megillah lichtev megillah la diftere, we learned already, is maliach and kemiach without iputz. So therefore diftere is possible for megillah because mishum denikrei sefer. So you see, without iputz, it's not called a sefer. Ole kamon mashma diksherim later advice toys that klaf and dursustis are kosher for a sefer teure. So kocher, you have to say, not like these yesh mefoshim. They said that klaf and dursustis are not mupitz. It can't be. Because we will see later that it's kosher for a sefer Torah, and a sefer Torah needs iputz. Bim toima, frek toisves, if a sefer Torah needs iputz, so we're in hot water. Klofim shalonu deloya fitzon heichim is kashri. So our klofim, we don't make iputz. We don't take this klipa shel erez, and then we don't use it. So heichim is kashri. Vayimer Rabbeinu Tam, the tikkun shalonu choshuv ki'iputz. That is true. The process of iputz which Chazal made, we do not make. But our process is just as choshuv as iputz. And what you need for a sefer Torah, you don't look at the process, you look at the end result. And in the end result, our klaf is just as choshev as a mupitz dike. It's a memela, so that's called a sefer.
So Lachaire, he's saying a big shtik Torah. The Gemara says you need ipots, and the Rabbi Netam says a different process is also good. So he says v'chein mashme b'koyim etzrabes. He says the Gemara menaches ot oichet oiske v'znazoy.
What does the Gemara menaches say? The Gemara menaches says as follows: the comma kra habo bebeis bebeis shiten. If you have a rip in the Sefer Torah, the rip started from the Gilyon and goes up or goes down, matters which Gilyon was speaking about, and it went into the Shittais, it went into the Shurais of the Sefer Torah. So it says as follows, Kera habo bebei shitin, if it only went into two shitais, the last two shitais, or the first two shitais, yitfoil. You could be misakin the Sefer Torah by sewing it up together. Big Gimel, what if the kra is a big rip and it went into three shitais? Al yitfoil. Then it is yitzaposel a yeriye. You cannot fix it with sewing and you have to change the yeriye. That's one bereich. Vesanya ido. Bishalosh yitfoer. If it went into three shittas, you're also permitted to sew it up. Bidalid al yitfoer. So the Gemara Menaches asks it to steer about paraisis. So the Gemara answers, v'loi pligi. Hoda afitzon, hoda lo afitzon. One paraisis is speaking about it was offits, and one paraisis is speaking about that it's not offits. So memele, so what do you mean it's speaking about it's not offits? A sefer Torah needs inputs. Alme, Sefer Torah kosher b'loy ofitz. That a Sefer Torah is kosher without ofitz. The Rambam Shita is grad, that you need a fitza b'diyevet, he's chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam, and he learns how the loy afitza means that speaking about an old Sefer Torah, that it's not niker, the ifutz that was made in its younger years. But that's how he learns pshat, because he's chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. Al Kopon and Rabbi Netam Taket took the words face value, the loy afitzam, that it's not ofitz and gansen. Alma Sefer Torah kosher b'loy ofitz. V'hainu b'tikun toiv k'shelonu. If it goes into the same process that we make, so that's equivalent to ofitz. B'peiri kama v'gitin, gabi shtar, another raya. Gabi shtar, the Gemara says, v'bin en dovo she'en yochel is dayit. Umeshani da afitza. So the mela afitza makes that you can be mizayef. Mashme de iloy afitza yochel is daif apostle. Va'anan sadi de shalon and yochel is daif. Alme choshiv kofitz. Vaistois, that is one of the milas of ofitz is that you can't be mizayef it anymore. So our process is equivalent to that. So Mamela, so that, therefore our process is also good. The Gemara had asked, we had learned in the Baraisa, that the shear of klaf is for a mezuzah. So the Gemara asked, in the Seif it says, the shear of klaf is for a parsha ktane shebet fil. A mediktoni Seifet. So Rashi Taki learned that the Gemara's kash is, it's a stira deresh in the Seifet. Places did not learn like that. Have a motzel a mitzvah bereise gufa reishel a sefer, but umash medamas nisen mahad lefruchi. But the rehitis aloshna gemara would seem that we're going back to the Mishnah. That means as follows: we'd ask the kasha. The Mishnah says the shear of klaf is a parsha ktana shel tefillin. Here it said the shear of klaf is mezuzah. So the Gemara said, no, mezuzah means parsha ktana. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say mezuzah means parsha ktana, because in the Sefer it says, klav tashir is parsha ktana, so why is mezuzah is mezuzah. So we're back to the old kasha. Umash medamas nisen mahadza lefruchim. Even though the b'raisa is kosher min ayubay, vay meri, dechem motzina ba mafkit. Gabi v'romi gezel al gezel, divir raptaf, mimay de masnis na raptafni, bedektoni alo dahi, there we also have a similar case. We have two members of Rab Tarfon in the Baraisa, which are Soisa one the other.
Then we have a Mishnah like Rav Tarfon, so the Gemara asks from one Rav Tarfon on the Rav Tarfon the Baraisa and Rav Tarfon on the Mishnah. The Gemara there could have asked the Baraisa mitzad atzma. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav, doch sustes harei hi keklav. Doch sustes has the same aloche like klav. In what way? Ma klav koisven olav tfilin, just like klav, one can write tfilin. After sustes koisven olav tfilin. So the sustes you can also write on the tfilin. So it's kosher to write tfilin. Tanan, we learned in the Mishneh klav kdei lichtev olav kdei lichtoiv olav parshe ktane. Shema Yisrael. So that's the shear of klaf. Klaf ain't duch sustes like. We'll see if a geiris is or not geiris. The Bible thinks this is Rashi's girsa. So with geiris klaf ain't. Klaf the shear is parshiktan. Duch sustes the shear is not parshiktan. Why not? Because duch sustes is not kosher for tefillin. Duch sustes is only kosher for mezuzah. So memele zakasha an Rav. Rav said that what? That the chsustis is also kosher for tefillin. So why is the shir haitzo of the chsustis not a parshik tanisha but tefillin? You could use it for tefillin. So the Gemara answers, le mitzvah. That's true. Rav says that the chsustis b'dievet is kosher for tefillin. But lechatchile, one should not use the chsustis. One should use klav. So mele. So since this is not, I mean, the person will have the chsustis, ashir of shma, parshak tanisha betvillin. It's not oimit to be used for tvillin, because it's not lemitzvah. So therefore, the shir chashivis of the chsustis is not parshak tanisha betvillin. The sheer chshivis of the chsustis is a mezuzah. Let us see Rashi. Klav ein the chsustis loy. Loy havi bishiz urezute kihai. The chsustis does not have the small sheer of parshiktane. Elo bichtei lichtoi beis parshi is the mezuzah. So the Gemara is Akash and Rabbi, doch sustis chazi letfilin. If doch sustis is chazi letfilin, havalele shiurei kishir zute de tfilin, should have the same shir chashivis of tfilin, which is parshik tanisha bishma. So the Gemara answers no, le mitzvah. Mitzvah min amuvchal klaf baina. You need klaf for tfilin. Ustome de chol inish mitzvah malyasa of it. A person writes tefillin, he doesn't take the chsustis, which is only a b'diyevedike tefillin. Tam min amuvchal. Hilkach loy matzne de chsustis le tefillin. So a person will not put away the chsustis for tefillin. Vahavalei ein matzni in kamoyu. You're not matzni is such a small shia. You only matzni the chsustis for a mezuzah. Now that so it seems this was Rashi's girsa that the Gemara was medayik from the Loshna Mishneh klav ein duchsustis loy. Let us see Tosfos. Tnan klav kedei lichtoiv olav ein leforish tahochi porich. Where Rashi says midenokit klav. Since the Mishnah says klav, it specified klav. Michlal the duchsustis loy. Dimkein leel the mishani. My mezuzah shebet filin. That mezuzah is mezuzah shebet filin. And what does it say in the Beraisa? It says klaf et duchsustes. Is kdei lichtev all of mezuzah. So shtei tachlor in the Beraisa that you write filin on duchsustes. Akati tikshalei masnis and shver de mishnah, because we can die from the mishnah, the tani klaf amashme veloi duchsustes. So you can't be medayik from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says klav could be who had in duchsustis. Alochi somach habaraisa delel. The baraisa already said a chilek zvishin dochsustis and klav, that the shir of dochsustis is a mezuzin, the shir klav is parsha ktane shebet filo. Toshma, zok the gemara vaita. Haloche lemoyshe misinai tfilin ala klav, o mezuze al dochsustis. That tfilin is written ala klav, the mezuzah al duchsustes. Now, here it seems clarity, not like Rav. Rav says you can write tzvon al duchsustes also. Now, the Beraisa says something else. Klav b'mokain boso. And the klav, you write the tefillin b'mokain boso. That means, we mentioned before, klav is the top chelik of the oyer after the separated. So you write it on the chelik, on the bottom part of the top chelik. Klav b'mokim boso. Duchsustis b'mokim seil. Duchsustis is the bottom part of the oil. So there you write it on the top part of the bottom chelik. That means the kitzel, everything is written on the mokim hapilu, the mokim achtak, the mokim achiluk. Where it is divided, so there, so you write on the bottom part of the klav and the top part of the duchsustis. About al koponim, we see tefillin ala klav and mezuzah al duchsustis, and with the gemara le mitzvah, that the baraisa means le mitzvah.